Today's shir is Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Tesem Bei, six lines from the bottom. Our Mishnah had begun a discussion about a lulav esrig, particularly an esrig of the Shemitah year, what to do, how one could purchase such an esrig. And the Mishnah told us buy the lulav, and the esrig should be included in the price of the lulav. So the Gemara, in the end of yesterday's shir, asked the question, if that's the way we're going to look at it, so why are we only concerned about the esrig? Shouldn't we be concerned about the lulav as well? And the Gemara answered that when we speak about a lulav, what year is the year that we have to be concerned about Shemitah? The Gemara said, we look at the year of the Chanota, when the blossoming took place. And we're speaking here, says the Gemara, in a situation where the Chanota of the lulav was in the sixth year, but they picked the lulav off the tree and the seventh year. And therefore, the halacha is that such a lulav, says the Gemara, is not subject to the Shemitah rule. Ask the Gemara, as we begin today's shir, if that's the way the halacha looks at it, yach esrog nami. So why don't we say the same regarding the esrog? Why don't we say that obviously the esrog and lulav that are being discussed in our Mishnah are the same circumstances? So why isn't the esrog an esrog of bashishis that blossomed in the sixth year, hanachnesis l'shishis, and it was picked in the seventh year? So that esrog should not be subject to Hilcha Shemitah. And since it should not be subject to Hilcha Shemitah, why does our Mishnah say that we have to try to figure out how to have that esrog? Answers the Gemara, esrog basal kitas linen. When we speak about the esrog, although when we speak about the lulav, as we just said, the lulav, the year that's counted is the year that it was finished, and that's the year that we determine for Shemitah. We go basal chanota when it was blossoming, but esrog, we follow the year in which it was picked. Ask the Gemara, v'abein Rabbi Gamliel ben Rabbi Elazar, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, linyan shviyas esrig, when it speaks about Hilcha Shemitah on the esrig, basa chanita is linyan, follows the year where it blossomed. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mashna Vav, teaches us, esrig shavah le'ilan b'shlosh drachim, the esrig is similar to a tree in three ways that we follow the year in which it blossomed. And it's similar to a vegetable in one way. And the Mishnah explains itself. It's similar to a tree in three ways. As far as Hirchas Orl is concerned, we know that the first 3 years of a fruit tree, any fruit that grows from the tree is Osa Bahanob. Ulervai, that the halach is on the fourth year, we're only allowed to eat the fruit of the fourth year, either by taking him to Yerushalayim, and or redeeming it and taking the money to Yerushalayim. Ulashvius, and regarding Hilchus Shvius, that we follow the year in which it blossomed. V'liyerek, b'derech echad, we eat similar to a vegetable in one way. Shvishkas likutas or yeshurei, that we know when we speak about the cycle of Maisers, so every year Truma has to be removed. Every year after the Truma is given to the, we have to give Maiserishin. The Levi has to separate from the Maiserishin which he receives, Trumas Maiser 10%, which he has to give to the Kohen. And then in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we do Maiser Sheni. In the third and the sixth, there's a din of Maiser Ani. And now the question is, which is the year that we need to know it is in the Shemitah cycle to know if we have to take Maiser Sheni and Maiser Ani? Says the Gemara, when it comes to an esrog, we look at the year in which the esrog was actually picked. So here we're learning that when it speaks to Shemitah, we follow by an esrog the year of the blossoming. It's interesting that the Mishnah and the Braisa don't mention all of the cases. One is regarding the halacha of Klayim. The reason it doesn't mention klayim is because the halacha of klayim on a on an estric tree is not a deraisa. It also doesn't mention when is the Rosh Hashanah of the estric tree. We know the Mishnah begins Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Abba Rosh Hashanah Heim. There are 4 years that are considered Rosh Hashanah, and there is a discussion. What is it? Is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tu B'Shvat? So the reason that's not mentioned is because our Mishnah is focused on the halachas of this. Bryce is focused on the halachas that refer to Chanota or Lakita. That's not connected to Chanota or Lakita. So here we're learning that the Esrig, Rav Gamliel holds, is different than all other trees when it comes to the halacha Meiser, that we follow the when it's picked, not when it blossoms. And the reason for Rav Gamliel is, the Torah says, Ba'aspecha begarncha over yikvecha. So over there, we're speaking about things, about fruits that grow just from rainwater. So fruits that grow from rainwater, the year of mice is determined in the year of the chanota, and the year of blossoming. Whereas Esther tree does not just rely on rainwater. Esther tree also relies on us watering the tree. And since it relies on us watering the tree, so it's similar to a vegetable. And vegetables also need constant watering. So just like vegetables, we follow as far as Hilchos Maase is concerned, the year in which they were picked. So too, the halacha is, as far as Hilchos Maase is concerned, by an estric tree, we follow the year in which it was picked. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He says that an estric is a tree. And since it's an estric is a tree, Esrik shavel ilachal dover. We've treated like a tree, even as far as Hilchos Maaser. But nobody suggested that when we're speaking about Shemitah, that we should follow the year of picking when we speak about the Shemitah of an Esrig. It seems that everybody would agree we follow the year it blossomed. So why, in the case of our Mishnah, when the lulav blossomed in the sixth year, that's why we're not worried about Shemitah. So the Esrog presumably also blossomed in that year. So why should we worry? Why should we be concerned about the Shemitah status of that Esrog? Answers the Gemara, Hu Damakai Tana. Our Mishnah follows like the Tana that we learned in the Braisa, the Tanya Amr of Yosi, Avtumas Heid Mishim Chamisha Zakenim, Avtumas taught us in the name of five Talmid Chachamim, Esrog Ach Lakita Lamaisa. Esrog, when it comes to Hilchos Maaser, by an Esrog we follow the year and who was picked. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Beusha, and Rabbi Seinu and Usha taught us, Vamru Bein Lamaisa or Bein Lashvias, we follow the year of picking. So now, our Mishnah is most understandable. Our Mishnah is referring to a case where the Esrog and the Lulav both blossomed in the sixth year, but were picked in the seventh year. So the Lulav is concerned, we follow the sixth year. And therefore, it's not considered a Shemitah lulav. When we speak about the Esrig was picked in the Shemitah year, so it's considered a Shemitah Esrig, and that's why our Mishnah is concerned what to do, how to get told, how to buy such an Esrig without violating the Hilchos Shemitah. Ask the Gemara, Shemitah man decha shemei. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Nesenu Nimnu, our Rabbanim, got up and said, as far as Shemitah is concerned, we follow an Esrog after the Lakita. But Rabbi Yossi began speaking only about Meiser, that the Zakenim said that Esrog ach Lakita LaMeiser, where Shemitah wasn't a subject that was being discussed. So how did Shemitah become part of that discussion? Answers the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Esrog, that Rabbi Yossi said that the Eftumah said in the name of the Chamish Zakenim, Echer Esrog Achel Kitel Maisa. As far as Hilchos Maisa concerned, we follow the year in which it was picked. Acher Chanot L'Shmit Shvius. As far as Shmit is concerned, we follow the year it was blossomed. And then continues the Brisa to teach us, Rabbi Nesenu Nino B'Ishlu V'Amru, Esrog Basel Kita, by Esrog we follow the year it was picked, Bein L'Maisa Bein L'Shvius, and the Tana of our Mishnah is going to be that Tana. So we've learned now the halacha of Esrog, and how we have, what's the case of our Mishnah, where we have an Esrog tree. So the question that the Rishonim debate, we've learned, the Pasuk says regarding Shemitah, the fields have to be left open. The halacha is that somebody is not allowed to put a fence, a gate around his field in the Shemitah year, and that if somebody does put a fence or gate around his field, that's called Meshumar, something that he protected improperly during the Shemitah year. And the question that the Rishonim already discussed, what is going to be the halacha of an esrog that is Meshumar? Rashi holds that even though the person violated the Isser of, in Isser Asay, the Torah says that we have to leave our fields open, still such an esrog is not necessarily disqualified. And so is the opinion of the Rambam and the Ramban and the Chinuch, that if somebody violated and he did protect his field, the fruit that grew in that field are not osur b'achila. However, the opinion of Tosfos, the Vermeskel b'Dvar Murim, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, is that an esrog that's meshumer is osur b'achila. And therefore that becomes a question about the use of Etzisrol de Gesroigim that grew in the Shemitah year in a field that was protected. Our Mishnah, as we just explained, is speaking about a situation where the esrog and the lulav blossomed in the sixth year, but were picked in the seventh year. The Sam Sofer asks, why doesn't our Mishnah speak about a case of the reverse, where you're buying a lulav and esrog in the year after Shemitah? In such a case, if it's the year after the Shemitah, it's the eighth year, and the lulav blossomed in the eighth year, such a lulav would be subject to Shemitah law, whereas the esrog, given the opinion that was just learned, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Nesenu from Usha, since the esrog is being picked in the eighth year, that esrog should be is not subject to Shemitah rules. And therefore, in such a case, the Mishnah should have taught us that you should pay for your esrog and take the lulav as a gift. So the Sefer Mishmeres Moed answers that indeed that would be the halacha. Then the year following the Shemitah year, he should pay for the esrog and receive the lulav of a gift. So why did the Mishnah teach us that case as well? So says the Mishmeres Moed that our Mishnah wanted to teach us a chiddush, that even though an esrog is generally much more expensive than a lulav, we could still say that we're paying for the lulav, even though it's the less expensive of the two minim, and receiving the esrog as a gift. So if the Mishnah taught us the halacha in such a case, where even though the esrog is really typically more expensive than the lulav, the Mishnah accepts a procedure where I'm paying for the lulav and getting the esrog as a gift, certainly in the reverse case, where I'm paying for the esrog and receiving the lulav as a gift, that's a much more understandable case to understand. And since it's a much more understandable case to understand, that's why it didn't have to say it. Reality is, there's another explanation. Because as we're about to begin learning the sugya now, we're going to see that it's not so clear that a lulav is subject to Hilchos Shemitah at all, no matter what year it blossomed. And if the lulav is not subject to Hilchos Shemitah at all, then we could understand why our Mishnah didn't mention that case. Says the Gemara, Tama. So the way we're understanding our Mishnah, the reason we could follow the procedure that we just described is because the lulav b'ashishis ha'nichnas l'shviyisu, that the lulav is a lulav that blossomed in the sixth year, and therefore it's not subject to Hilchos Shemitah. Clearly, our Mishnah is teaching us, Chodeshvius, that if the lulav was blossomed in the Shemitah year, Kadosh, it would be subject to Hilchos Shemitah. Ask the Gemara, but why is that the halacha? Why would a lulav be subject to Hilchos Shemitah? Abai, Eitzim ba'almahu. The lulav is just a piece of wood. The Eitzim, Eimbam Shuah Shvius. There's no halacha of Hilchos Shemitah on a tree. So why would the lulav ever be subject to Hilchos Shemitah? The Tanya, because as the Braisa teaches us, Ali Kanim Ali Gefanim Shagavim L'chuba Pnei Soda, that they were picked from the field to use as wood for the winter, then
the lakdam lachila, if the purpose of picking them up was to eat them, to serve them to animals. Obviously, people don't eat wood, but to serve them as animal food, yesh b'em shum kedusha shvius, they're subject to kedusha shvius. However, lakdam la'itzim, if they were picked just for firewood, for aim b'em kedusha shvius. So we see that wood that's not meant to be eaten is not subject to hilchos shemitah. The way we learn our Mishnah is that the wood in our Mishnah would be subject to hilchos shemitah only because it blossomed in the sixth year. Is it not subject to hilchos shemitah? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, when we have wood that was picked for firewood, Damakra, the Torah, when it speaks about the mitzvah shemitah, says v'shoyse shabbos aretz lechem la'achla l'chol avadecha la'masecha l'schircha l'taysofcha hagarm emach. So we learn lechem dumi de'loichla. The peiros or peiros shvius have to be similar to fruits that we eat. When we eat a fruit, misha noso biyur shava. The pleasure we get, the benefit we get out of eating the fruit as we eat the fruit, as we consume the fruit. And such is the case where hilchos shemitah is applicable. So therefore, only in a case where that's the case is there a din of shemitah. Yotz eitzim, but when we take wood that's going to be used for firewood, hanosim achabiurim, what happens is, after they're reduced to a coal, then they give off heat. So they only start being used for benefit after they're consumed. So since they're only used for benefit after they're consumed, it's not similar to achila. And since it's not similar to achila, they're not subject to hilchos shemitah. Ask the Gemara, v'yeka eitzim d'meshchan, there were this olive wood that's used for giving off light, that was used for illumination. And there, the burning and the anah come at the same time. And therefore, why do we learn that Eitzim the Mashchan are not subject to Shemitah? They have the characteristic that makes them similar to fruit. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Stam Eitzim Lasakim Oimdim. Since wood is typically used for firewood, even though I might have picked them up for giving off light, but that isn't their typical use. And since it's not their typical use, the aloch is they're treated like firewood. Whereas a lulav, which is used for sweeping the house, so there, the benefit you have from the lulav is as you're using the lulav, as you're sweeping with it, and therefore it's similar to eating. And since it's similar to eating, it will be subject to hilchos esrog. So here we're learning that if wood is used like eating purposes, it's subject to hilchos shemitah. If it's not used in that manner, it's not subject to shemitah rules. So now we speak about the lulavim b'zman hazeh. Typically, people b'zman hazeh don't use lulavim for brooms. And since they don't use for brooms, they're really just thrown away. So the halacha should be that it's not considered something which is hanoso biurim shava, where the eating and the consumption and the burning is coming, the benefit and the consumption come at the same time. And therefore, many Paiskim suggest that, as I mentioned a few moments ago, that the whole Shaila of Shemitah and Lulav doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Shevet HaLevi that speaks about the peels of fruits, peels of an orange. The peels of an orange are typically not eating. Most people throw those orange peels away. So they shouldn't be subject to hilchos shemitah. But says the Shevet HaLevi, since animals can eat orange peels, so they're subject to halacha of hilchos shemitah. The Chazon Ish actually said that since most people throw away orange peels, they don't serve them, they don't eat them themselves, they don't even serve them to the animals, we follow the roiv, and therefore, since under those circumstances, roiv don't eat the orange peels, they're not subject to Hilchas Shemitah. If that would be the case, certainly according to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, a lulav would not be subject to Hilchas Shemitah, because most people don't use lulavim b'zman hazeh as brooms. According to the Shevet HaLevi, it may be that we should be concerned, because even though most people don't use lulavim for brooms, they are usable for a broom. So just like the Shevet HaLevi said that orange peels, which are usable as a food for animals, that's enough to give it the status of a food. And once that's enough to give it the status of a food, it's subject to Hilchas Shemitah. So too, maybe should be the halacha of the brooms. Rav Shlomo Zalman, or Bach Zatzal, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Micha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simon Nun Aleph, says, you can't compare a broom to an orange peel. Because he says an orange peel, even though most people don't use orange peel for food, even for serving to the animals, it is a food. And when we speak about a food, the fact that it's potentially a food is enough to make it subject to Hilchas Shemitah, at least according to the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi. But when we're speaking about a lulav, yes, potentially a lulav could be used for a broom. But even when it's going to be used for a broom, it's going to be used for a broom, it's not going to be used for a food. Since under those circumstances, it's not going to be used as a broom, as a food, it's only going to be used as a broom, even the Shevet HaLevi would agree that that is not enough to make it be subject to Hilchas Shemitah. Eitzim l'hasokam, this that we discussed, that firewood, Is it subject to Hilchas Shemitah or not? Says the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's actually a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, a Moisim Perish Shvius, we're not allowed to give over Perish Shvius, Loi L'Mishra, to use for soaking flax in it, V'loi L'Kvusa, not to be used for detergent. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Moisim, that we may. Ask the Gemara, my time the Tanakama, that we may not even use Shvius produce for that purpose. Dhammakra, the Pasuk says, Vahosha Shabbos Ha'aretz La'ochla, to teach us La'ochla, that the only thing that we may do with Shvi's produce, eat them, V'loi L'mishra, can't be used for soaking, V'loi L'kfusa, not for laundry. My Tam de Rabbi Yossi, who says that we may, Amakra, L'chem La'ochla, L'chem, we could use with the Shemitah produce whatever we need. The Tam the Kama, who says that we may not use the Shemitah produce for that purpose. But what does he do with the Pasuk that Rabbi Yossi just taught us? That the Pasuk says, Lochem, answers the Gemara, who Lochem dumi the Lochla. We learn from Lochem that Lochem and Lochla travel together. Mishu Hanasa Ure Shava, only something that we have the benefit as we're consuming it is subject to Hilchas Shemitah. Yotza Mishra Kvusa Shenosim Achabiurim. First, we use them up and then we have the benefit. Rav Yossi, who says that we learn from Lechem that the halacha is that we're allowed to use the Shemitah produce for this purpose, Haksiv La'achla, that we're only allowed to eat Perish Shvius, not do anything else with them. Answers the Gemara, that we only may use Shemitah Peiros for eating, v'loy l'melugma. We're not allowed to use it for a medicine. Kirtanya, as the Bryson teaches us, l'ochla, what may we do with Shemitah produce? Eat it, v'loy l'melugma, but we can't use it for refuah. Ata Omer, asks the Bryson to itself, is the way to understand the halacha, la'ochla v'loy melugma, that we only could use Shemitah produce for eating and not to use as a medicine, or maybe to wait to understand the pasuk, ella, that we only could use the perish shvius, la'ochla v'loy l'kfusa. I could use it for eating, but I can't use it for laundry. Kishu'aymer, lachem, harve l'kfusa omer. The pasuk says, v'hoysa aretz shavs aretz l'mechal achwa. We learn from here that we could use it even for laundry. Hamani mekayim la'achla. So then the word la'achla becomes superfluous. To teach us la'achla v'loy melugma, that I can't use it for a medicine. So what just happened from this braisa is that from the word lochem, we learned that we could use it for detergent. And from the word lachla, we learned that you can't use it for a medicine. So ask the braisa, ma risa l'rabbis l'kvusa, what tells you to say that I may use it for laundry, and I may not use it for medicine? Maybe say just the opposite. Maybe say I may use it for medicine, and I may not use it for laundry. Answers the braisa, mabani as a kvusa. So the braisa introduces a new factor to take into consideration in what we may or may not use Shemitah produce. Mabani a kvusa, sheshav b'chol adam. Everybody has to wash their clothing. Maitzi a malugma, by exclude medicine, shein sheshav b'chol adam. Not everybody, Baruch Shem, has to take medicine. Only people who are ill have to take medicine. So we're learning now a new condition in Hilchos Shviyos. And there's two points that we need to make. One is that we think of the Shemitah produce, that we have to be very careful with the Shemitah produce. Absolutely, we have to be careful with the Shemitah produce. But as much as the halacha requires that we be careful with the Shemitah produce, the same halacha says that the Shemitah produce may not go to waste. Lochlo, we're not allowed to waste it. We have to eat it. The question is, what is considered eating, and what are we allowed to do with that? But there's no question that the Shemitah produce has to be, there's no question that the Shemitah produce may only be eaten, not used for another purpose. And now we're saying that that purpose has to be a purpose which is shavah l'chol adam, that everybody has use. So everybody needs to clean their clothing. But Baruch Shem, not everyone needs to take medicine. And therefore the halacha will be, we could use the Shemitah produce for detergent, says the braisa, but not use the Shemitah produce for medicine. Says the Gemara, Man tana l'hoda tana rabbanon, the pasuk that we've quoted a number of times in our shiur today, the Torah says, V'hoysa Shabbos haaretz l'chem l'ochlo, l'cho, l'avdecho, l'amosko, l'sircho, l'toyshofcho, hagarm amach, teaches us l'ochlo v'loy l'mlugma, we could only use the Shemitah produce for eating, but not for medicine, l'ochlo v'loy l'ziluf, we may not use it for, they used to, after they ate in a house, or they dwelled in a house, they used to sprinkle in the house to give the house a nice smell. And most people did not do that. Only people who were very sensitive. If a person overate, they used to take this type of a fruit that would cause them to vomit and relieve their pain. All this follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who said that we just learned that the only thing you may do with Shemitah produce is use them for uses that everybody has that need. Not everybody needs these needs that we just mentioned. The Rabbanon, because if we're going to say that the Bryce is following the Rabbanon, we're not allowed to even use Shemitah Paris for soaking or laundry. Now that's a use that everybody has. Yet the Chum say that the Torah says that the only thing we could do with the Paris Shviyas is eat them. So obviously this Bryce that differentiates is obviously following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, not the opinion of the Rabbanon. So Agamar just taught us the some of the limitations, what we're allowed to do or not allowed to do with the Paris Shviyas. And we just said that we only use the Paris Shviyas for eating. And similarly, we're going to learn that the Torah and the Pasuk that we just keep on mentioning compares Shemitah to Shabbos. As the Pasuk says, V'hoysu Shabbos ha'aretz l'chem la'ochlai. So I saw the Mefarshim, the Tver Shloima, the Rav Tzadik and the Sefer Pri Tzadik say that what's the lesson? The lesson here of both of these points, that the Torah compares Shemitah to Shabbos, that the Torah limits what we may do with the Shemitah produce, is what is the purpose of the Shemitah year? The purpose of the Shemitah year is to teach us Keli Ha'aretz Kigerim V'Toshavim, that the world, everything really belongs just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything that we have just comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every week we have an opportunity to learn that lesson. Every week we learn that lesson on Shabbos when we stop doing everything, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And again, remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world. L'Hashem ha-ma'aretz ha-maloyai tevel v'yoshveva. So that's what the Torah compares, says Rav Tzadik, Shemitah to Shabbos. Because the lesson of Shabbos is the lesson of Shemitah. And therefore, we take that a step further, says the Tver Shleimer. That not just the whole Shemitah year is here to remind us, Kili Kol Ha'aretz, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everything we do in the Shemitah year with the produce is only supposed to be done for a higher purpose, La'achla, to eat it. Don't waste it. To realize that everything we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be treated with the respect and with the recognition that it is truly a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's truly a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should cherish it and treat it with the greatest respect. La'achro, eat it. V'loyla mishra, v'loyla kfusa, don't use it for soaking, don't use it for laundry, certainly don't use it for a purpose that's ain't a shava b'chol nefesh, that not everybody has a use. Recognize and appreciate the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. So the question is, as we just learned, the halacha of Shemitah is that we're allowed to eat the fruit of Shemitah. And we could sell the fruit of Shemitah, again, with very serious limitations. So says the Gemara, Amar Belaza, Ein Shvius Mischalelos El B'Mekach. The only way, Derech Mekach, the only way we could sell Shemitah produce is by selling them. Which means that if I have Shemitah produce, of course only at a limited amount, I could sell it and the Shemitah produce will be able to be eaten by whoever I sold it to. And the money will now get Kedusha Shvius. And when we say that the money gets Kedusha Shvius, what that means is that just like Shemitah produce has to be, there's a din of Zman Bir, we discussed in our previous year, that by the time that this fruit is no longer available in the field, it must be destroyed if we have it in our warehouses, that money has to be used up in that time. But there's another way of redeeming a Kedusha. As we know, the halacha is by Maisa Sheni. The halacha is by Maisa Sheni, as we mentioned at the beginning of the year, in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we have to redeem the fruit. And now the question is, when we redeem fruit, the fruit now can be eaten wherever we are, and the money has to be taken up to Yerushalayim and used to buy food in Yerushalayim. And the question is, if I want to sell Shmi's Paris, is the only way that I could transfer the Kedusha Derech Mekach through selling it, or will redeeming it, pidyon also be available? So says the Gemara, Beleza's opinion is that the only option on how to transfer the Kedusha of Paris Shmi's is through a Derech Mekach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Hillel, either one of these approaches is acceptable. Ask the Gemara, my time, the Rabbi Elazar, that says that only Derech Mekach is an option. The Ksiv, the Torah says, B'shnas hayoyvel azoyz, teshuva ish al-choyzosoy. When we speak about Shemitah, we also have to speak about Yoivel. That after seven Shemitah cycles, 49 years, the 50th year is Yoivel. And the Pasuk says, after it speaks about Yoivel, and the halacha of Yoivel is very similar to the halacha of Shemitah, the Pasuk says, V'chi simcha mecha l'masecha. The Torah connects the halacha, if you sell something to somebody else, V'chi simcha mecha l'masecha, economy yadam isecha, atoinu isha'echa v'yumena tshirim. So we see that since the Torah connects the halacha of Yoivel, which we just said is very similar to the halacha of Shemitah, the only way it's doable is derech mekach, through selling it. Rabbi Yochanan says that derech pinyon is also acceptable. My tamer, where does he know that halacha from? Says the Gemara, the Torah says, ki yoivel hi kodesh tiyolchem. The Torah compares yoivel to hegdish. Ma kodesh bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. The way we could transfer the Kedusha is by selling it or redeeming it. If somebody has an animal that he was magdish and it becomes a bal mum, the halacha is he could redeem it and now the money will have Kedusha that I have to buy another animal with, but that animal is no longer Kedush. Af Shvius, says Rabbi Yochanan, could be transferred, the Kedusha could be transferred, Bein Derech Mekach or Bein Derech Chilul, either approach is fine. Rav Yochanan, but ask the Gemara v'hai v'chi simcha menkar, that clearly seems to indicate that the only way Kedusha Shviyas can be transferred is through Mekach. What does he do with that pasuk? My avidlei, mibay later Rav Yosef b'chanina. The Tanya Amr Rav Yosef b'chanina. Bar a kamakosha afkosha shviyas. Let's learn from here how serious even not just the serious isurim of shviyas are, but even the less serious isurim. Throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara wants to speak about an isur and the lower level, the lesser degree of the isur, the Gemara calls it an avak. Avak is dust. The Gemara, for example, when it speaks about Lashon Hara, speaks about Lashon Hara and speaks about avak Lashon Hara. The definition of avak Lashon Hara is something which is not full-fledged Lashon Hara. It has some elements of Lashon Hara. Same thing when we speak about Shemitah, the halacha of selling produce of Shviyas is only an avak, is not the main isser. Why is it not considered the main isser? Because it says Rashi, the primary isser of Shemitah is one may not work on his field. The isser of doing business with Shemitah year, with Shemitah produce, is a lesser isser. That's why the Gemara calls it avak. Tosfos explains that the isser of Schoira b'Peiros Shviyas is only an isser asei, whereas working on the field is an isser lav. It says the Gemara bar a kamakosha afkosh shviyas. The lesser isser shviyas, how serious it is. Adam nice and nice on peir shviyas. So somebody does business with shmita produce, with soif meiches metatlov as kelev, he will be reduced. They will have to sell all of his property. Shenema b'shnas hayoyv al zoyis teshuva ish al chuzasoy b'samachlei. And the pasuk says v'chisimka memkel mesecha, that you weren't careful, and instead of leaving the peir shviyas to the side, you and not doing business with them, you did business with them, the result will be very serious. Of course, Rashi and even Tosfos agree that the isser of doing business with Peiros Shviyas is an isser deraisa. It only is not as serious as the isser of doing business with them. The Chazon Ish differentiates between different types of business. And he says, if somebody paid off a debt, or he was Mekadosh and Ishu with Peiros Shviyas, that's only an Issur Drabbanan. If somebody does full-fledged business with Peiros Shviyas, that is an Issur Deraisa. And the Akedah Yitzchak explains, why is this such a serious Issur? So he explains that a person who can't hold himself back and does business with Peiros Shviyas is saying, now what's most important to me in life? What's most important to me in life is earning money. And therefore, even though the Torah says that this is not a way that you're supposed to earn money, still, he can't control himself. If a person comes to that madrega, and he doesn't realize, L'Hashem ha'aretz ha'malayai, that whatever we earn is what Hashem wants us to earn. Whatever we have is because what Hashem wants us to have, then Hashem shows you that I am really in control. And he ends up selling everything that he has. The Rabbi Avraham Yaffin says a little different pshat. He says, who is the person who presumably did business with Peiros Shviyas? He is a person who obviously is desperate for panasa, and even though he needs, he therefore, because he's so desperate, he sells what he's not supposed to sell. So says the Torah to him, if you are desperate, even if you're desperate to sell because you need panasa, panasa is not in our hands. And panasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you think you're going to have panasa by doing something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to do, even though he explains we all have a chiyuv of doing hishtadlus, we have a chiyuv of doing what we need to do to make a living and support our family, making a living, trying to make a living in a way that it's contrary to what the Torah wants is not going to be successful. We have to try to make panasa. But even though we have to make panasa, the halacha is that we still have to do it only in a way that's acceptable in the Torah, in the way the Torah wants us to do, not in any other way. Rabbi Lazar, that says that Kedushas Shvius is only usable through Derech Mekar. Hi, Kvod Rabbi Yochanan. This pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan that he used to teach us that just like Kodesh could be redeemed, so too Shemitah could be redeemed. What will he do with that pasuk? My Ovidlei, the pasuk Kiyovel he Kodesh Yotir Lachem, that we learned that just like Kodesh could be redeemed, so too could Shemitah be redeemed. My Ovidlei, what does he do with that pasuk? We boil the Tanya. He uses the pasuk to teach us Yovel he Kodesh. My Kodesh Taifas Estamov, that just like when you redeem money, Kodesh, the money gets Kedusha, has in it Kedusha, Afshvius Tefeses Tama, so to the money that you use for the Shemitah, to redeem Shemitah will have Kedusha Shvius. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Elazar, there's a brisa that supports Rabbi Elazar's opinion, and Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Elazar, Shvius Tefeses is the male, that money that you got, money that you received from Kedusha Shvius has Kedusha in it. Shenema, Kiyovel he Kedush Tiyelachem, as Rabbi Elazar just taught us, that's what the Pasuk teaches us. Ma Kedush Tefeses Damav, if you redeem an animal that's Hegdish, that money gets Kedusha for Osir, and you can't use it for any other purpose, only for Hegdish. Af Shvius, so too is the Halacha with Shvius. Tefesis is the male. The money that you get in exchange for Shvius is Kodesh Vesura. Ima Kodesh Damas Damav Yoytzel Chulin. We would say that the animal that I redeem with money, so we just said that that money becomes Hegdish, but the animal is no longer Hegdish. So maybe we should say, says the Brice, the same thing by Shemitah. As Shvius Tefesis as the male Vyoytzel Chulin, and the Shemitah produce no longer has Kedusha Shvius. Tamaloymer Tia. The Kedusha that the Peir Shvius have remain no matter what. Hakeitzad. So explains the Braisa. Lokach the Peir Shvius Basar. If I bought with, I sold my Peir Shvius and I got meat in exchange. So the Lokach is that both the Shemitah produce and the meat, Mizbaran B'Shvius, have the Lokach that they have Kedusha Shvius. And as we mentioned early in this year, when the Zman beer of those fruit come, not only must those fruit be destroyed, but the meat that we got in exchange for that fruit must also be destroyed. Now, continues the Brice, Lokach B'Basar Dogim, I sold the meat and I got in exchange for the fish. So now Habasar is no Yotze Basar, the Basar is no longer Kaddish with Kedusha Shvius. The Lokach V'nichnus dogim, and the fish have on them the kedusha shvius with that locha that we just explained. Locha v'dogim yain, I sold the fish and I bought wine with it. Yotzu dogim, the fish no longer have kedusha v'nichnus yain, and the wine gets kadosh with kedusha shvius. Locha v'yain shemen, I sold the wine and I bought oil. Yotzu yain, the wine no longer has kedusha shvius, and v'nichnus shemen, and the oil becomes kedusha shvius. Haketzad, what is the bottom line? Achron nichnas b'shvius. The last item that we received in exchange for the Shemitah has on a Kedusha Shvius. However, the pre-atzmai, the original fruit that we had on a Shemitah, also will always have on a Kedusha Shvius. But what do we see in this Braisa, says the Gemara, as a proof to Rabbi Elazar? The Braisa keeps on speaking about lokach, lokach, buying and buying. Alma, what does this Braisa clearly teach us? Derech mekach in, only selling is a way to transfer the Kedusha Shvius. Derech Chilul, just redeeming it, loy, is not an acceptable approach. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, that Shemitah produce could be either sold or redeemed, because the Braisa says, Echad Shvius v'echad Maaseh Sheni, Mischalan could be redeemed, al behem mechai v'oif, bein chayim, bein shchutim divrei Rameyah. We could always use any type of animal for redeeming both Shemitah and Maaseh Sheni. On dead animals, it could be redeemed. But on live animals, they may not be redeemed because there's a new concern. Because as we keep on saying, the Shemitah Kedusha, if you redeem it, will get transferred to these animals. And those animals will have to be consumed before the Zman Beer. But if we have these animals, we need to be concerned. Animals multiply. You'll have many herds multiplying out of them. And after the Zman Beer, which we said Shemitah has a Zman Beer, and so does Meiser have a Zman Beer. You have to take out of your warehouse any meiser by the fourth year and by the Shemitah year. And we're concerned that if you're going to have the multiplication to such a degree, you won't be able to do it or you won't do it properly. So that's why, even though the Braisa clearly is teaching us, like Rabbi Yochanan taught us, that we may redeem Shemitah, just like the halacha is that we're allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni, the halacha is we have to be careful not to redeem it, not to redeem it on animals that could multiply.